అనన్నతీతా సతతం జూమాం స్మరతి నిత్తం సులభ పాఠ నిత్య విత్తస్థ జోగి. లాస్ట్ డే వి ఆర్ బీన్ డిస్కసింగ్ హౌ ది ఇంపర్సనలిస్ట్ they transfer themselves in the spiritual kingdom. The yogis and the jnanis, they are generally impersonals. So, for them, the process at the time of death, they vibrate the transcendental sound Om. Omkara. And by that way they transfer to the spiritual world, but they do not enter into the spiritual plane. This point we have discussed. And the risk is that if we do not have any rest in the spiritual planet, if we remain in the outer space only, then there is risk of coming down again in this material world. The Bhagavad confirms it. Jinnir vindakha vimukta manina tayyasta bhavat avishuddha buddha harujyatitkhena padam padam tataha patanti adha anadhidhidhismadanghaya. It is said that persons who are interested of becoming liberated, jinnir vindakha vimukta manina, simply by the concept of impersonal merging into the spiritual existence. So, jinnir vindakha, they consider themselves that they are liberated. That is also point of liberation. But the Bhagavad says that although they consider themselves as liberated, the avishuddha buddhaya, avishuddha means their knowledge is not very pure, not yet pure. Avishuddha buddhaya. The result is the arujya kichena param padam tataha. They can rise up to the supreme absolute platform by their penances and austerities, meditation, that is right. They can reach to that platform. Arujya Krishna. Arujya Krishna means raising themselves, elevating themselves by severe penances to that platform. Arujya Krishna Parampara, the supreme absolute platform. But Padanti or Ho, they again fall down in this material world. Why? Anadrita. Because they have not taken seriously about your personal future. Anadrita jismat anghaya. Without worshipping your lotus feet, the result is that they come down again in this material world. Just like however you may rise in this material space, 5,000 feet or any, if you have no rest in any planet, then naturally you will come down again. Naturally, because you have no rest. So in the spiritual effulgence, if we do not have any rest, then we are sure to come back again down. The reason is that I have already explained, that our life, we as living entities, we are part and parcel of the Supreme, such is ananda. We want pleasure. So, impersonal feature does not give us that pleasure which we want, which is our demand. That pleasure is available in the spiritual planets. If you enter in any of the spiritual planets, then that spiritual happiness and exchange of pleasure you can achieve. Therefore, the Lord says, Krishna, ananna cheta satatam jumaan smarati nittasa. A person without any deviation. Ananda Chit, without any consideration of jnana, yoga, or any other process, simply devotional process, simply surrender process. My Lord, I am your eternal servant, please give me your service. Let me engage, let me be engaged in your service. This is called Ananda Chitta. Ananda Chitta Satatam. Satatam means always, 24 hours, 10% without any disease. This is Krishna consciousness. If anyone is engaged in such Krishna consciousness, 24 hours, 10%, then Jumans Manati Nittasa, always remembering. Suppose if you are engaged in some work, naturally you will be thinking of that particular work. When you go to your office and work, so you have to think always of your office business. That is quite natural. Similarly, if you engage yourself in the business of Krishna consciousness, naturally you will be always thinking of Krishna. Therefore it is said, Jomans Manati Nittasa. Always remember it. The Kansu Lava Partha, my dear Partha, for him, I am very cheap. Sulabha is very easy. God, Krishna, is called Ajita. Ajita means nobody can conquer God. Therefore, his name is Ajita. Just like God has innumerable, he is unlimited, and his functions and activities are unlimited, and according to his activities, his names are also unlimited. So, this is one of the names, Ajita. Ajita means the personality who is never conquered. Nobody can conquer him. Therefore, his name is Ajita. So, there is a very nice verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Gyanit prayasam udapasa navanta eva jivanti sanamasuritam bhavadiya vartam sanishita sutigatam tanumaan manohi prayena ajitogi jitatpati tai silakyam. Brahma is praying, Lord Krishna, this way, that a person, gyanit prayasam udapasa, in the giving of the futile endeavor to understand the Supreme by one's limited knowledge. Give up this attempt. Jnani Prayasa means that the theosophist, the philosopher, they are trying years after years, life after life, what is God? What is God? What is the absolute truth? Just like we toast, put me, how much this space is length and breadth. This is frog's level. Just like several times I have decided, the frog is measuring the length and breadth of Atlantic Ocean. A frog whose life is within the well, 3 feet, 3 cubic feet measurement, he is trying to measure what is the length and breadth of Atlantic and Pacific Ocean. Similarly, our attempt to measure the how far this outer space is, just as a futile, and what to speak of this space, our measurement of our limited knowledge, with the limited knowledge, if you want to know how far, how much long and short is God, it is a futile, it is not possible. So, Bhagavat recommends, Jnanet Priyasam Mudapasa, just give us this nonsense habit to measure the Supreme. It is not possible. So Jnanet Priyasam Mudapasa, a person who has taken this determination, that is, it is futile, it is useless, to try to understand what is God by my limited knowledge. He's an intelligent man who takes this decision. So Jnanet Priyasam Mudapasa, Namanta Iva. Just become submissive. Just try to understand your position. That is a very insignificant segment in this material world or in the creation. samantara, just become samik. Jnana prayasa, giving up this endeavor to understand the Supreme by one's limited knowledge and just become samik. Then, what is the process? Sanamukhiritana bhavadiyavata. You just try to understand the Supreme from the reliable source. Sanamukhiritana. Sat mukhiritana. Mukhiritana is from the leaves. From the leaves of realized source. Just like Arjuna is understanding about God from Tara Krishna. From the leaves of Krishna. Sarva Padmanabha Mukhan Nisrita. So, this is the process. So, similarly, if we understand about God through the leaves of Arjuna or his bona fide representative, that is the process. Jnanitrayasam udapasa namantaiva sammitindi, one who tries to understand the transcendental nature of God from the reliable source. Panishtita. Never mind what he is. Never mind what he is. Either Indian or European or American or Japanese or Hindu or Muslim. Never mind. So, Panishtita, just be situated in your place. That doesn't matter. Sutigata, just try to understand through your ears by oral reception. Oral reception. Sanmukhritam sutigatam. Suti means this ear. Reception through the ear. Sanmukhritam sutigatam tanumar manohi. Then just try to practice it in your practical life. Tanumar manohi. Je prayasa ajita. My dear Lord, you are unconquerable. By this person you become conquered. Simply by hearing. It is settlement for us. God is not conquering, but he becomes conquering. He is conquered by devotee who discusses this nonsense process of understanding him by his limited knowledge and becomes submissive and just try to hear from the right source and try to actually apply in your life, then you become a conqueror of the Supreme. Similarly, Lord Krishna also said that Toskaham Sulava. Sulava means I am easily able. God is not easily able. It is very difficult. But for a person who is constantly in Krishna consciousness, the Lord says himself, for him I am easily able. Easy. So why don't you take up this process? There is another nice verse in the Brahma Sanghita. I forget. The purpose is that a person, if he tries to understand why he is sensual process. This is called sensual. Aroha-pantha. Aroha-pantha means trying to ascend. Trying to ascend. There are two kinds of ways to understand knowledge. One process is aroha-pantha, ascending process. And another process is descending process. Descending process. What is that aroha-pantha? Aroha-pantha means that I shall understand what is God by my own knowledge. I don't care for any authority, any book. I will understand. I will meditate, I will think, I will philosophize, and I will understand what is God. This is called Aroha-pantha. And against this, there is Avaroha-pantha. Avaroha-pantha is getting knowledge from the authority. There are two processes. Now, out of these two processes, the Aroha-pantha, one who is trying to understand the Supreme by his own limited knowledge, for him, it is said in the Brahma Sanghita, Pandhāsukūti-satavatsa-sampradamya vāyo-rathāpi-manaso-manipungavānām sattasya-pravada-sīna-avichintatatte gūnindamādi-purisham-tamahangajām. Now, Pantasu Koti Satavatsa Sampras. by the ascending process. If anyone makes progress with the speed of mind and speed of air, you know the speed of mind, how it is powerful. You are sitting here and you can think of thousands and thousands of miles away immediately. Just see the speed of mind. Similarly, the velocity of air is very thousands of miles in a second. The velocity of air. So the example is given here that if anyone traverses on the path of ascending process with the velocity of mind and air, panthas kotisato, and if he makes progress, not only for 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 1 month, kotisatavastra, millions and millions of years, if he goes on that speed, panthas kotisatavastra sampradhamma, bayo rathati manaso, bayo means air, by the airplane or scrutiny, or by the speed of the mind. If he makes progress, anthasu koti satavastra sampradamma, bayu rathati manaso munipungavana, and not very ordinary man, but munipunga. Munipunga means the highest thoughtful. Punga means the greatest. And muni means thoughtful. Thinker. If he goes on for millions of years in the speed of mind and the speed of air, he still you will find it's still not known. Not known. Anthasu koti satavastra sampradamma, vayu rathati manaso munipungavana, sapastila prapadasina avichintatate. Still, the subject matter remains inconsiderate. Not definite. But here is the definite information, just in the Bhagavad Gita you understand, that Ananya Cheta, without any deviation from this path of Krishna consciousness, without any deviation from the devotional service in submission, if anyone thinks always of Krishna, Krishna says, Tasyaham Sulabha. Sulabha means I am very easily available for you. Tasyaham Sulabha Prattha. Why you are so big, why you become so cheap to this person? Because Nitya Jitsasya Yogina. Oh, he is constantly 24 hours is engaged in my family. Oh, I cannot forget him. This is the problem. Just become submissive and attract the attention of God. Then you will be successful. Just try to. My Guru Maharaj used to say that don't try to see God. You work in such a way that God will see you. God will take care of you. Don't try to see God. This is the process. I want to see God. Oh God, please come and stand before me. Oh, just like He is my servant. God is no answer, right? You have to oblige Him by your love, by your service. That is the problem. Here it is. Tatsaham Sulabha Prattha. Anyone who is engaged in that way, in that submissive way, always, constantly, without any deviation, in Krishna consciousness, for him, God is very cheap, although he is unconquered. Take this process, Krishna consciousness. Very easy. This process is given to the humanity by Lord Chaitanya. And Rupa Goswami, the first disciple of Lord Chaitanya, he appreciated it. He was a minister in the service of the Vida and Mahavira kingdom. And he became a disciple of Lord Chaitanya. And in his first meeting, he offered himself with this verse, nice verse, Namo Mahavadanaya, Krishna prema pradayate. Krishnaya, Krishna Chaitanya namini. Gauratisi namaha. My dear Lord Chaitanya, you are the most munificent person. Most charitable. The highest charitable person. Why? You are delivering Krishna very cheaply. You are delivering Krishna very cheaply. Therefore, nobody is comparable with your charity. We want Krishna. The whole, we are hankering after Krishna. The most attractive, the most beautiful, the most opulent, the most powerful, the most learned, and the most beautiful. That is our hankering. We are hankering after the beauty, the powerful, the learned. So, that's all right. The Krishna is the desire of everything. You just turn your attention to Krishna. You'll get everything. Everything whatever you want. Whatever your heart desires, it will be fulfilled by this Krishna consciousness. So, this Krishna consciousness was given by Lord Chaitanya. Therefore, he is, and settlement, he is called the Namo Mahapadanta. So, you are the most powerful charitable personality. Nobody has been such a state, Krishna, because we are all in want of Krishna. So that is the process given by Krishna himself. And here Krishna says that I am the sound to the Vapartha. I become very cheap to whom? One who is constantly engaged in Krishna consciousness. And if you remain 24 hours in Krishna consciousness, then just like the impersonalists, the yogis, the jnanis, they transfer themselves to the spiritual world in the, and merge into the impersonal effulgence, you enter into the planet where Krishna is. Then, what is the benefit? You can ask, well, suppose I do this and enter into the Krishna planet, then what is the benefit? The benefit is stated in the next verse. Mamuketa punajanma, mamuketa punajanma, dukhalayam asasatam, natnubanti mahatmana, sangsiddhim paramangataha. My dear Rajot, if anyone comes to me, mamuketa, by this process, by Krishna consciousness, then the result is punajanma dukhalayam asasatam na apnuvanti. He does not get any more to come back into this material world full of misery. This material world is certified by the Supreme Lord, the Creator, as dukhalayam. Dukhalayam means the place of misery. So how you can make it comfortable? Can you make it comfortable by your so-called advancement of science? No, it is not possible. But you do not know what is dukkha or what is suffering. Real dukkha is, real suffering is birth and death, old age and disease. But we have set aside, because we cannot make solution of this thing, we don't care. We are after Sputnik and atomic bomb. That is our scientific advance. Why don't you solve these important things which is giving me all the suffering? They have no power. So here is the solution. The Krishna says, the Mahamudetta Punajan. If anyone attains into my platform, then he does not come back again. Punajanma, rebirth, again, where Dukhalaya Masasatam, this place full of misery. Full of, just try to understand that this place is full of misery. There in the modes of ignorance, we cannot understand. Just like if a cat and dog and horses cannot understand, that what miserable condition of life they are pulling on. Similarly, human being is called rational animal. They are animals. But at the same time, they have got the rationality. But that rationality is being used in the purpose of animal propensity. That rationality is not being used how to get liberated from this miserable condition. That is the misuse of rationality. Now here is the solution. Krishna says that if anyone remains in Krishna consciousness 24 hours without any deviation, the result is that he comes to me. And if he once comes to me, Maam upetta punat janma dukhalaya matha satam nabnubanti, he does not get again reward of this miserable life. Why? The Mahatmanas Sansiddhim Paramangataha, they are great souls and they have achieved the highest goal of life. So this is the highest goal. We should know our self-interest to achieve this highest goal of life, not temporary jobs. They say children are calculated by temporary jobs. But not a sane man.